Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about removing risk from your REI career. Great show today, Jill. Before we start, let's hear some funny stuff.
It's interesting that I am still surprised by the things that come out of your mouth sometimes, Jack. What?
Oh, no.
Were you checking for titles today?
What?
I'm not sure those will pass.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's in charge of when you write a blog and you title it? I mean, is there an FCC or who's in charge of that kind of thing? But I happened to...
You mean the boredom? The boredom factor?
No. I caught the... I was lucky enough to sit in on your marketing meeting today, and you guys were running through some title checker things, which I thought was really cool, and I was just a little surprised by how far south you two took it looking for titles is what I'm trying to say.
What did you hear?
I heard things like strippers, and I heard things like, you know, how horrible it is to be Italian. You know,
it's not horrible to be Italian.
No, what was
it's
the thing?
Great to be
no,
Italian.
No, wait, not horrible, but what was the word? Like, shucks, I forgot what the terminology was.
But
was
Italian like, people, at times, communicate through yelling.
Yes.
I'm softening it for the show.
Well, you were working on some like blog titles and print titles, and that's what I caught. And I was just can't believe I'm still surprised by the things you guys come up with.
I'm having trouble being Italian. That was one of them.
There you go. It was really funny. So all good.
But yeah, that is some funny stuff that we heard today.
Yes.
I can... Boy, if I knew that was a topic, I would have had some zinging one-liners. Anyway, let's take a question.
That's why you don't know what's coming until I get to say that.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Kyle says, I'm just getting started in pulling my first list from Agent Pro. For property type, do I select agricultural/rural or residential vacant land?
You know, I want you to...
Do you want to back up?
Can you take a crack at answering that?
Well, I would like to back up and ask if you would, Jack, explain what he's trying to do here for people that might be just joining in.
Yeah. There's lots of places to go get data. And most of them some of them are very credible. What you want to make sure about any data that you pull is a couple of things. One, that it's fresh, because properties get bought and sold all the time. So... If you have a database or a list, if you're not accessing a database, chances are you have a list. And lists can be old. They could be 20 years old, 2 years old, 1 year old. We don't know. Or it could be from yesterday. So you want fresh data. The best way to do that is to access a database. And number two, you want that database for all product types, not just land, to have assessed value. It's the way that you can really scrub your data down and send offers to the right people. This is for apartment buildings. It's for houses. It's for vacant land. All product types. That's how you gauge who you're sending a letter to, and that's how you price the offer. So if you don't have assessed value, you're really taking a stab in the dark, and what you're going to end up doing is wasting a ton of postage. Send them on postage. The percentage of the number of offers that you're going to return that are signed so you can do the deal will dramatically go down. Agent Pro 24/7 is a useful tool. It's about to be in our collection of tools and products that we offer, but it's not the best one out there. The one that we offer is the best one. So Kyle here, bless his heart, is clearly very new at this. And, he's asking, he pulled a list from Agent Pro. Congratulations. It's step one. Wouldn't be my first choice. And then he's asking if he should select agriculture rural, or as we call it, ag rural, or residential vacant. And in a world where there's no such thing as dumb questions, this is a fairly green question. Well, we'll answer it anyway. The answer is you're just going down the wrong path. I mean, those should be included, agricultural rural and residential vacant land, but you're missing a dramatic number of willing sellers. So in our cash flow from land program, not to, to belabor the point, I really go over this in great detail in front of the screen and show the viewer exactly how to scrub data to get the maximum results. And it's beyond the scope of the podcast here.
I love it.
To get all serious.
Well, you know, I love it because it's such a valid point. You need to, you don't want to be sending out, you know, at, you know, I mean, we get them down to less than the price of a stamp, but, you know, you don't want to be sending out an offer that is going to the wrong people and you're wasting all that postage. And I mean, that's the thing too. One important thing is I see people all the time trying to cut corners and they think they're cutting corners by buying a cheaper product. Yeah. And they're, but you know what? They're wasting their time and their money sending out more mailers into the wrong people.
Are you really saving money?
You're not saving any money.
You're really
I know that because we did that and we did it all wrong.
Yeah, Joe.
I can say. Said. And it's funny. I'm like, you know what? Hey, I don't. And
it's the equivalent of this. If you sent a letter to all of the skyscrapers in Manhattan, because you didn't know there were skyscrapers, but that you're just looking at data, and you want, said, I want to buy a building for $500. You're just going to make a tremendous amount of people angry, and you're going to waste postage.
Mm-hmm.
By far, the biggest component expense to what we teach or with our members is postage. So you want to make darn sure that you're scrubbing this data right.
Mm-hmm. And doing it right, exactly.
And this is a step in the, and we're all learning from it. Nobody's busting on this guy at all. Mm-hmm. We all had to start somewhere. I started way below this level. You know, at least he knows that these you got to pull some numbers from a database, pull some data from a database, and send him offers. That's took me like 8 years to figure.
You didn't
out.
Even have this option back then.
No, he didn't.
So that was the whole thing too. I mean, the way it is now. And you and I talk about this just in general. We're like, let's not try to reinvent the wheel here. If you're going to write a book or something, learn from somebody who's written a book.
Yeah.
Let's not, and
well
publish
said.
And self-published.
Exactly.
You know, and because that's near and dear to me right now. I'm not going to try to reinvent it and do it and save a dollar. Who cares? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to go to the experts and copy them.
Well said.
Next. So there you go. Thanks. I'll get off my box now.
We're both standing on the box next to each other for a minute.
That's right.
Hey, strangely enough, this Kyle's question leads us to the actual meat of the show. If you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, removing risk from your REI career, your real estate investment career. This is the meat of the show. Jill, can you think of two or three ways to immediately remove a tremendous amount of risk from your REI career?
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And cut to the chase.
Yes.
Go ahead. I don't want to put you on the spot. I can start first if you'd like.
One is find someone who's in the area you want to be in, who's already figured it all out, and learn from them. How's that?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Here's my number one rule
okay.
when you're starting out to remove risk. Find a buyer before you find a deal. This is what Jill and I do every single month. We have a buyer for houses. We wholesale houses. And he says some version of this sentence. Boy, if I had 15 houses in XYZ zip code for this price, I would knock it out of the park. We've all heard people say that. Mm-hmm. People who own dealerships, car dealerships say the same thing. Boy, if I had 42 4Runners, I'd sell them all this weekend. So that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We make that happen for that person. And they are the buyer. So we go to that zip code. We send out a ton of letters to everybody. Scrub the data down, not every single person, scrub the down, data down so it makes sense. And we do it all on behalf of one or two or three buyers. So now there's no sales to anything. You take maybe 50 to 70% of the work out of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never hits the MLS, the people sign it, and we actually send this buyer out to preview the transaction. Jill and I never see the houses that we buy.
Mm-mm.
And if our guy goes out there and says, nope, I just don't like it, he calls several of his friends or people that he knows are in the same business to see if they do, and we still make the same amount of money. So on previous shows, we've talked about having an acquisition criteria. That's it. And if the deal doesn't happen, we walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to the next one.
Well, I love it, too. We know ahead of time what they're willing to spend. So it's like not only are they saying, I need this zip code, this size house, and I'm willing to spend up to X. And that's the beauty of our data.
Anything.
I could sit and punch it. I mean, People don't believe me until they get in and look at it. But I'm telling people, I can go and pull a list in this intersection within a mile radius of all the three bedroom, two bath, with a lot size between this and this. And what else you want to know? You want to know how long they've been there? Do you want to know if there's any mortgage on it? Do you want to know square footage? Do you want to know?
It's the best data in the world.
It is. You want to know lien information? You want to know when it's sold? I mean, I can get that detailed on it. And then I can say, you know, like you said, which I love, assessed no higher than X. So I know I'm hitting the ones that are, you know, in my price range that somebody's going to say yes. And I can send out strategic letters and I'm not wasting my time or my money.
It's all data driven
and not driving around.
And if you're pulling from substandard data, it's all over the internet. Go out and check the groups in Facebook and check SuccessPlant. There are people that have successful stories of pulling data from other sources, and they say, "Oh, what are you guys talking about? I just bought 14 properties and I sent out 7 letters." You know, and you know that's great. I think that you had a great one mailer experience, and that's awesome for you. If you want to make a career out of this and make millions and millions of dollars like we have, and I'm not bragging, I'm just trying to make a point, that's not going to work.
Good point. That's a great point, because you're right. I mean, my wife and I hand wrote all these letters. Great. Okay, now how are you going to write? Are you going to hand write 1,000 of them next weekend? Because now you're going to turn up the volume. That's not going to work.
I mean, there's a lot of people that say, man, I bought 14 properties. I made $40,000 on this whole thing. Now I'm done. That's it. You know, I don't work like that. If I make 40,000 bucks on a few deals, now I want to make 400 and then 4 million.
I know.
It just never stops. So if you're that kind of person, our data program is for you. Mm-hmm. It's the best data in the world.
I'm trying to think of other ways to remove risk. Know what you're doing. Have the right stuff.
Start with education.
Yeah, be educated.
No, start with education.
Have the buyers.
The single biggest mistake I see new investors make is that they start looking at deals. You know, we've talked about it before. That's the last thing you should do. Right. First thing you should do is get educated. Wherever you get educated, might be your parents. You know, it might be a guy down the street that's a house flipper. You know, God forbid, it might be in a hotel room, or not a hotel room, but a hotel.
Hello.
Hotel. You know, one of those.
Who are you meeting late night in a hotel room to get educated?
One of those late night TV things where you just have to spend $5,000 to get. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But get educated first. Don't start looking at deals. You're going to make a bunch of mistakes. You know, like the person in SuccessPlant that was asking this question. It's just a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'd spend 4, 5, 8 months getting seriously educated. Can you imagine a surgeon did this?
I know. Well, you know,
what if you're a surgeon? I'm going to try to surgery on your face first, and then I'm going to learn that way.
Do you know what's funny? Like you said, it's not impossible. It's not crazy hard, but there are moving parts, you know, and I mean, you could waste months trying to figure out one moving part versus just aligning with the right educator.
And money.
That's what I'm saying. Your time is money. My time is money.
And postage is, it can get expensive. Mm-hmm. You don't want to shotgun this. You want to rifle it.
Exactly. Well, not only that, like if you said, we've learned that too, you shotgun it and you have everybody calling you on the planet and you don't want that.
Right.
So I think we just covered 8 things. Sorry.
Well, it's bleeding right into my technical too.
Okay.
This is the technical too. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal transaction experience. Find a buyer before you find a seller.
Heavy.
And that's, it's less than 2 minutes, like less than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us?
Never sell yourself short. That is a good reminder for everyone. I don't care who you are, even at our level, because we were both reminded that today by our marketing person. And I thought that's just something great to share with everyone. You know, don't think you're not, even if maybe you don't have the funds to be at whatever level that you are, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, don't sell yourself short. go for it. You know, I mean, if you want to be, I don't know, flipping apartment buildings, something like that, just because you don't have the money in your bank account right now doesn't mean you can't do this and figure it out and find the buyer, like Jack said, and then, you know, go find the property and make it happen. I mean, go ahead.
Jill, listen, I love it. Sometimes these inspirational things can be silly and sometimes they're super awesome. This one, in my opinion, happens to be super awesome.
Thank you.
The biggest deterrent from people pursuing all the stuff that they want to pursue is money. And I'm here to tell you, if you're waiting for money to do something like this, you're going to wait forever. There's way more money out there than talent. And if you develop a skill like we have and like we teach our members have, to finding grossly undervalued real estate of any type, there will be people with money standing in line once they find out you have that talent. So develop the talent to find undervalued property. Use the methods that we do with mailing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And knock yourself out. You're going to kill it.
Exactly.
Everybody has to get over that first deal, everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, shoot for the moon.
Exactly.
There are, right now, this very minute, there are X number of people who own apartment buildings, and a certain percentage of them have had it. Maybe a tenant made them nuts. Maybe they're going through three evictions on a 13-unit building somewhere. Maybe they passed away today, and their kids don't want anything to do with the apartment building business, and they just want to cash out of it. If they were all standing there with your offer in their hands, your offer that's half of what the thing's worth, several of them are going to sign it and send it back or call you and do the deal. That's just the fact of it.
It is.
You don't need any money. If you have an offer for a property that's worth half, how hard do you think it's going to... Even I go on Craigslist and find...
Say, you'll find it.
Hey, if you own
two phone calls.
If you own an apartment building, this is how I would write the ad. If you own an apartment building, I got a deal and I can't close it because I don't have the money, but it's a smoking deal. The property's worth twice what I have negotiated. Please give me a call. And I'd love to turn the deal over to you for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You will... Your phone will light on fire.
Mm-hmm. All over the country.
So,
yeah,
totally. Don't let money stop you. Well said, Jill.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I twisted that all around. What was the advice?
It was never sell yourself short.
Shoot for the moon.
You know, it's so funny. I usually title things. You usually title things like in a don't do this, and I always say yes, do this. Like I make the positive spin. This time I did the negative, and you did the positive. It's kind of funny. Today, that's weird. I'm glass half empty and you're glass full, I guess, today.
How can that be?
I don't know. That's really, really weird.
It wasn't like that all
you're
week,
rubbing off it? On me. Maybe that's it. I know what it was. You know what it was?
What?
It was our conversation today and we were told, go ahead, have an opinion. I'm like, all right, I'll have an opinion.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly. So yeah, we'll tell the story soon.
Okay.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information
and inspiration
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Good inspirational stuff, Jill.
Thanks. Oh, I just came up with that. I thought you were just talking to me. I'm just talking. I didn't know you were. I just said that was really good, Joe. Thanks. That was it. I'm done. Okay.
Welcome to our podcast,
yeah,
Joe. There's this thing we have called a podcast that we do every day.
I didn't know it was still going.
And the format hasn't changed for about a year.
I thought we were due for a tweak, and that was it.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's a sign that we are due for a tweak.
Maybe. I was just confused. Thanks. No, that was funny. Thanks. when that person told us today.
Surgery face.
How about, all right, success pants.
I was saying surgery face, not that your face.
I'm going to say, who are you calling surgery face?
All through the show, and our listeners heard it, but you didn't, and that's what makes me laugh.
Inside. Actually, I did hear you. Oh, it was one of those moments where I'm used to you, Jack, and I was kind of, look, every... Whether you're husband, wife, partners, you know, whatever, business partners, you tune out the other person at times because you know exactly what they're saying and you're choosing not to. I didn't want to feed the bear or whatever the term is.
You know what my mom used to say?
What?
Don't encourage them.
That's it. That's exactly what I was doing. I was choosing not to encourage that behavior and pretending I don't know it.
You know, when you do that, I just bring it up in the after talk anyway.
That's nice. Thank you. Well, you know what? Watch. I'm going to do it to you in the next episode. I'm going to be quietly whispering something about makeup or something.
Yeah.
I'll bring up something really
like
goofy.
Something totally girly.
Yeah.
Like window treatments.
Like, yeah, I'm going shoe shopping later. Don't tell him. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use this time to announce I really overspent for something and say it under my breath, and then I can say I told you.
You know what? Here's a secret. I'm gonna tell you a secret. When you go shopping and overspend, my life is awesome. I don't care about the money at all.
I know.
I grumble about it a little bit, probably out of habit from what my parents used to do, but I could care less about overspending. I don't care. It just makes you happy for like 3 days.
Thanks.
That's what I care about.
Thanks.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.